This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy, when I was growing up at a young age, there was a local YMCA site. You know, we lived in the countryside. And my mom could drive me, many miles to the local outdoor YMCA pool, and it had chlorine and all that. And they had a little baby pool, and people would say, don't go in the baby pool. You know, you'd see young toddlers in there with their diapers on. It's like, you know, who wants to swim and pee? Well, the big pool, I think, was almost as bad as the baby pool. Dr. Shealy, swimming in a public pool, I don't think I'd want to do that ever again. Do you have any thoughts about that because of, all these dirty rear ends that people have and in the pool they go?
It's like swimming in the toilet, so to speak. I mean, obviously, there's chlorine in almost all swimming pools, but still, I haven't seen anybody take samples and test them to see whether they grow E. coli. That would be the number one contaminant, but it could be any bacteria, of course, depending upon who pooped where.
Yeah, well, you know, some people are more clean than others, and I see in the cities when it gets really hot, you see images of these fountains and people jump in the fountains, and they just can't wait to just go in those fountains, and I have no idea who they are nor how clean they are, and I've got to tell you, if I had a swimming pool, I wouldn't tell people. I wouldn't want them saying, hey, I'm coming over, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, interestingly, my daughter and her husband recently installed a lovely pool, and I did go over and had a wonderful afternoon there, and we'll have others.
Yeah, but you raised your daughter.
Of course, I mean,
she knows about sanitation and disease, and she's a lovely person. I've met her many, many times, and she's just delightful. I think it's one thing to swim with family. I think it's another thing to swim with strangers.
No, I totally agree. I would not consider a desirable thing to do.
Yeah. So there's a story on the internet, Daily Mail, and it says, stop swimming with diarrhea. Fecal germs have sickened.
Oh, you do find interesting things.
Stop, quote, I can't take credit for this. Someone else wrote this. Stop swimming with diarrhea. Fecal germs have sickened thousands of swimmers and have killed at least eight. Eight in the last decade, the CDC warns. The CDC is urging Americans to stop swimming in public pools with diarrhea. So I guess what they're saying is, if you have diarrhea, like, don't go swimming in the pool because other people would. I mean, really, you have to tell people this, I guess, because the GDP doesn't quite understand it. But it's mainly from bacteria. People get diseases in hotel pools, mainly from bacteria which can spread from fecal matter. Now, I've been to hotels and motels, and some of the more upscale ones have these whirlpool tubs. And I'll tell you what, Dr. Shuley, I have no temptation whatsoever to get in a whirlpool tub that has plumbing, you know, outside the tub, where the water from the tub gets circulated around and around and around and gets trapped in low, you know, still, even when you drain the water, there's still water in the motor, the pump, you know, the pump motor, the low lying plumbing, because some of the plumbing is not rigid and plumbing doesn't drain out completely when you drain the whirlpool tub. There's no way I'm getting in one of those. It's tough enough for me to stand in a shower after I wash it out that has a drain in it, you know, at a motel. So, any thoughts on that, Dr. Shuley?
I'm with you all the way.
What about a hot tub? Now you have a hot tub. What do you do to protect yourself from bacteria spreading within your own hot tub? Is there something that you do to kill the bacteria?
Actually, I use a copper compound. I don't use chlorine. There is a copper compound that you can actually use to detoxify or clean it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When I lived in Virginia, we installed a swimming pool, an in-ground swimming pool, and it had the contractor that put it in said, okay, you know, just get the chlorine and all that, and I said, I don't really want to do that. So we put in a filter instead of the standard sand and gravel pool filter. We put in one that used diatomaceous earth. And diatomaceous earth is a white powder. It's the consistency of white flour, but it's not. And it is porous. It's like a honeycomb. And the water goes through that. And the particles that are in the water get trapped in this honeycomb of diatomaceous earth. And ultimately, you will flush out the diatomaceous earth when it gets plugged up. But it captures the big stuff. But when I say big, I mean multi-cells, you know, it'll trap multicellular size bacteria and parasites and dead organisms and so forth. But in addition to that, before that, I installed what's called an ionizer, a pool ionizer, and it used a copper and silver alloy, two electrodes. Think of it like two briquettes, two charcoal briquettes. And one had a positive lead, and the other had a negative lead, and just a couple volts of electricity, very low current, direct current, and the pool water would flow between these two electrodes. And copper and silver ions would be released into the pool water, and it would kill, the copper and the silver would kill the bacteria and make the pool water safe. And it was absolutely fabulous. So there's an electrical version or electronic version of what you're talking about that works great on pools. So, class, if you want to look it up, look up pool ionizer, okay? Pool ionizer, and that'll help you. Let's see. I got a question from a caller who is not on the air and wanted to know about the moringa plant. So let me spell it for you. They wanted to know the link. So all you have to do, class, is search on the word moringa. And this is what Dr. Shuley was talking about in hour number one. Absolutely fabulous, fabulous discovery, I believe, that he has come up to. Moringa, M-O-R-I-N-G-A, M-O-R-I-N-G-A. And I typed in to a search engine, moringa plant. And moringa, comma, plant. And I came up with these search results. And one of them was from Etsy, E-T-S-Y. And it says, organic moringa tree, sapling slash seedling, $6. No tax. So I clicked on that, and I decided I would buy these saplings. And I'm guessing they're like maybe 6 inches to 8 inches tall. I don't know for sure. $6 a piece. So I bought 3 of them. And I put 3 in the cart, and I went to buy them, and I checked the shipping first. It was $11 to ship 3 of them. I thought, oh, that's kind of high, but I guess it's reasonable. So for a total of $29, I ended up with 3 organic moringa saplings and seedlings. I'll tell you about what they look like when they arrive, but that's how I found them. And what Dr. Shealy said, Dr. Shealy, can you just repeat one more time some of your thoughts about what moringa is used for? Because I think there are many people who have listened to this that are fascinated by this.
Well, what interestingly, else could, yeah. It looks to me as if it has more potential health benefits than any other single plant, maybe any other single thing on Earth. It lowers cholesterol, it lowers blood pressure, it helps control diabetes, it improves immunity, it's anti-cancer, it's antidepressant, it's good for your skin. I mean, it just seems to be a true miracle tree. There are a number of places where it's called miracle tree, but it has more wonderful health benefits than any other single thing that I know of.
Are there any side effects that you are aware of, concerned about with moringa, M-O-R-I-N-G-A?
I presume that there are, but I've not found, I've spent hours searching the literature, and I have not found any single complication of using it.
Okay, so if you were to describe what your reaction to moringa was, how long did it take you to say, huh, I think there's some effect here. How long did it take? Was it minutes? Was it hours? Was it a day?
It was maybe 20 minutes. I drank the slush. It actually just powder mixed in water. And within 20 minutes, I felt, wow, this is better than iced coffee. It just had this feeling of benefit throughout the body and mind.
Okay. Some of my research has led me to even more interesting information than I already had learned, and that is that some people are applying it directly to the skin.
Oh, yeah.
As an astringent for treating pockets of infection or abscesses, athlete's foot, dandruff, gum disease, gingivitis, snake bites, warts, and wounds.
And again, it looks to me as if it's at the top of my list for people with benign prostatic hypertrophy.
And that, in layman's terms, Dr. Shealy, is?
An enlarged prostate. And the most common male defect, if you will, a problem.
Mm-hmm. So, class, simply just do a search on Moringa, M-O-R-I-N-G-A, and I put in a comma after it and the word plant. And that's where I found I could buy it. Dr. Shealy, so once I have this moringa tree growing, what do I do with it? Do I just grind up the leaves?
From what I can tell, when it's about 30 inches tall, you can actually just even cut the top off and grind up the whole thing, bark and everything, and eat it, but especially the leaves. But I would like to wait for the fruit myself. Mm-hmm. I would want to, see what the fruit itself tastes like. But apparently the leaves, the seeds, and the fruit are all health enhancing.
Well, I'm all excited about this, Dr. Shealy. I'm going to grow it in the house, probably outside. Once I get it started, I'll put it outside. But then it's coming back in the house. And I'm going to get a hand truck, and I'm going to be able to move it in and out as necessary. And class will keep you up to speed on how it's working here, and I'm sure Dr. Shealy will as well. Mark, you're up next when we come back.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Mark in Philadelphia. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norman Shuley.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Dr. Shuley. It's been a while since I called in, Vincent. I've been very busy in transitions, and I've been listening to you on the rewind. And I talked with you, Dr. Shuley, at length about the deal about PTSD, and I do have PTSD from not only this lifetime, from my early childhood, but also from my great-great-grandfather, who served in the Civil War out of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and the Battle of the Wilderness, first day he was captured, taken prisoner, and he was taken to Andersonville. He survived hell. He survived 11 months in Andersonville. 41,000 men went through that camp. 13,000 died within weeks of entering it. So that means that 28,000, he was one of 28,000 that survived that horrible, horrible place. So now the thing is, when I was growing up there in southern Missouri, I had no idea about my family because I was adopted. Not until 2 years ago did I find out that my great-great-grandfather was in the Civil War. The thing about it is, in school, and I did very well in scholastics, and I really liked history. Ancient history really fascinated me. But when it came time to talk about the Civil War, I didn't want to have a damn thing to do with it from the time I was young and with knowing very little about it. And my classmates, because I went to a small country school, so we knew each other pretty well through the years, they would say, well, what's going on? What's wrong, Mark? Why are you so upset? I don't know. I just don't like it. It's the stupidest thing we ever did. Then in my 30s, I started having dreams. Terrifying dreams about being on a battlefield. This is real, folks. We do carry the memories of our forefathers. And Dr. Shealy, I am healing from this now. I'm attempting to. Now, I've talked with you about these other possibilities of assisting, ways of methodologies of supporting me in this healing. And I understand your reluctance to say that there might be ways with these different alternative methods, including hallucinogens.
I'm pretty open, Mark.
Yeah. Right.
To me, the single best thing is something we call past life therapy, where we put you into a guided imagery state where you're perfectly conscious. You're not in a deep hypnotic trance. You remember everything. And are asked to travel back through time and space and, you know, experience whatever. And it works remarkably well in about 98% of people to help get rid of what I call unfinished trauma from the past.
Okay. Well, I would like to ask you, and Vincent, I'm inquiring to you because you're the facilitator here. You're the go-between for Dr. Shealy and also Dr. Ram, because, you know, Richard Allen Miller is fascinating to me, and he's delved into the study of these alternatives of these hallucinogens and what they might offer. But so I don't know, maybe you can bridge the gap, because I've heard ayahuasca is used by the Native Americans to do these soul journeys, and actually it heals you from, or has the potential of healing. It also has the potential of opening up your channels to dark energies, I guess. But anyway, I don't know. I appreciate both men's input and perspective and experience. What say you, Vincent, about this kind of thing? You've shared a little bit about your past life, you're sharing about what you're dealing with the electric company now. And so what say you, Vincent?
Well, all right. Okay. I'd like to say this, that I have experienced a past life regression with Dr. Norman Shealy at his clinic near Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
Right on his farm. He has a clinic building there, and it was videotaped. And let me ask Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, what you saw of me during that session, which lasted about 1 hour, that was videotaped, did that seem like I was the person that you thought I was, or was I different from what you thought I was? Did I behave differently?
No, it seemed exactly real.
Can I hold Vince?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Mark in Philadelphia is with us. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And we're talking about past life regression. We're talking about trauma. And I mentioned today that maybe I'm the way I am because of DNA. I probably can't help engaging in fights that are attacking little people. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Officers at one of the busiest southern U.S. border crossings dealing with an angry mob just hours ago. U.S. border agents in Texas say the unruly group of people from El Salvador and Cuba were rushing the port of entry at the border in El Paso. Reports are the agents had to fire tear gas to get the mob to back off. The port of entry has since reopened. A report in the New York Times claims the White House is considering a deal where North Korea would stop production of new nuclear material in an effort to jumpstart negotiations on denuclearization. The National Security Advisor John Bolton denies the report. Retired Army General Stanley McChrystal says when it comes to North Korea, the U.S. probably should lower its expectations.
If we can maintain stability, I think that's about as good as we get.
And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today I've got your
take my
when you go
easy
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and medical doctor Mark in Philadelphia. Mark the Spark is with us. And Mark brought up past life during the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the War Between the States, Andersonville, Georgia. About 45,000 Union men were taken prisoner there. About 13,000 died of scurvy, dysentery, diarrhea. Captain Henry Riz, W-I-R-Z, was in charge of the camp. He was tried, convicted, and executed for his atrocities, war crimes, at Andersonville. The death rate was about 29%. The Confederates on duty guarding the Union prisoners had a death rate of about 10%. At its height, 100 men died a day at Andersonville. It is an atrocity that was all American. We did it. Well, not we, but those who were alive back then did it. It did not have to happen, but the conditions were such that disease was rampant, scurvy, dysentery, and diarrhea, and it was so bad. The concentration of prisoners in this small area, which is probably just twice the size of our farm here, twice the size of Dr. Shealy's farm, or the size of Dr. Shealy's farm and our farm put together, was the size of this prison camp in which 45,000 Union prisoners were kept, and 29% of them died as a result of it. So it was horrible. It was horrific. It was an atrocity. So I just wanted to mention that. Mark, from my experience with the past life regression with Dr. Shealy, it was something that I was willing to do. It was something that I did not resist. But I found myself as a guerrilla warrior at some point in my, well, we'll call it a previous life. And it was the same thing. It's the same thing I'm experiencing right now. It's so few people are willing to join in to the battle. So few. And the setting was this. It was a countryside setting, very few people in the village. And I tried to get the men to become defenders of the village, defenders of their own family, defenders of themselves. And the enemy was coming, and they were burning down the fourth village away, then the third village away. They were stealing and destroying everything in their path, and they were heading toward us. And I tried to get the men of our village, who I knew and who knew me, to stand up and fight and be guerrilla warriors to protect everything that we had. And what I found was that the men were weak. They were pansies. And they turned their backs on me, and they thought that if they just went and hid, everything would go away. And that's what I experienced. And that's still what I experience. There are so many people who are pansies and who will not stand up for what we have earned, what our previous generations have earned and worked so hard to achieve, that there's so many people who are willing to not try to protect and defend that. And that's still where we are today. So nothing has changed in my past life and in my current life. And I'm sure that Dr. Shealy has some comments as well. Dr. Shealy, are you seeing that people are not willing to stand up for themselves or anybody else? Too many of us are not willing to stand up?
I would say being a wimp seems to have become common. And there's a part of me, Mark, that never liked wimps. And that goes back, I'm sure, many, yes, many, many generations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'd like, Mark, to say, Vincent, I'd like to say this is what my take on it is, okay? And but by the grace of God, go I. I could have been drug addicted, alcohol addicted, whatever, and gone down a very dark path. I'm still here. I working at reintegrating my deeper self and connecting to my soul. And I do not believe that it was an accident that my forefather, my great-great-grandfather, whispered to me from heaven. I believe he's in heaven. And I'm about like the seventh generation. Now, isn't that interesting? The Native Americans believe that, planting good seeds in their tribe and their people so that the seventh generation may prosper. So I don't know that the ones that came before me actually understood this about what my great great grandfather experienced, but it turned out that he ended up in the Midwest, and he was in northern Arkansas. He got through the Homestead Act. He got 160 acres north of Hardy, Arkansas, on the border of Missouri and Arkansas. And I guess he was so influential in the community, and he was German, and mostly Germans live together then. and there was like 1,500 that lived in this community, and they named the community after him. His last name was Wirth. My original last name was Wirth, W-I-R-T-H, and there's still a town. It's only a few houses there now. But at one point, it was a going small community, and it still exists. It's still in the register of the Arkansas as a town called Wirth. So, anyway, I believe that we, and by the way, there is a movie called Andersonville. It's almost 3 hours long, and you can watch it on YouTube. And I encourage everybody to watch it, because to watch the horrors of this and really absorb it, because it's true to life, from what I gather. And it was made in the 70s. You can find it on DVD, but you can find it on VHS. But it is on YouTube. So my sense of it is, and that war, over 700,000 men died. Over 700,000, and more men died in that war than all of our other wars put together. More Americans died. So anyway, I believe that we've been traumatized over and over and over, and people are carrying these traumas, and that's part of the enemy. The dark forces are against good forces, the light, and they've sought, the dark forces have sought to take us down, to destroy humanity, destroy it at the soul level. So these traumas carry forth. And so no wonder men are wimps. And what relates me is, you know, all it takes for evil to prevail are for good men to do nothing. Well, when I think of good men, I think of men of God, men that really believe in, you know, the principles of good living, Jesus Christ, and good family, good community, lifting others up, working together in harmony. But what I've noticed is, I don't see that. I don't see that in the Christian churches. There are some, but they're the minority, extreme minority. And I look around, and my second family in this life, Vincent and Dr. Sheely, was destroyed. While I was serving in the Navy, I lost my second family. And I look around today, and I see people that have families, and they take them for granted. They take them for granted. I don't even know if they even have a sense of what freedom is, or what it means, and you know, now we got these vaccines coming down. New York just passed a law that you can't opt out for, you know, your child. If the state says your child has to take a vaccine, you can't opt out. I've started going to a small church in South Philadelphia. Good people, young, mostly young, and with young families. And I brought this up to them, and they seem that they're not alarmed. They're not alarmed. They still trust the medical community, the traditional medical community, medical system, industrial complex. That's, you know, it's a threat. And I don't get it. I don't have any children. I don't, you know, but I care. It seems like I care more about our future children than they do. And they have children. Can you guys wrap heads around that one? Do you have any comment about that? What's up with that, Dr. Sheely?
Well, you're asking us to wrap our heads around nonsense, Mark. And I can't do that. Sorry.
All right. So by the way,
Mark,
Vincent,
I'm
one of your fellow warriors here. I'm doing my part. I'm a man of little means, but whatever I have, I'm trying to stir it up in a good way. Mark the spark. I'm here to, you know, stir the brush fires of the minds of men and hearts and get them going and, you know, saying, you know, what can we do? You know,
Mark, what I have found is that those associated with USA Preparers are like what you just said. We are warriors, and we are trying our best to wake up people. But it's tough. And, you know, honestly, I felt initially that there was probably 10% of us. Then I thought there's 5%, 3%. 1%, 0.1%. Now I'm down to 0.01%. And I really mean that. I wish I could find people who would agree with us. But I have to tell you, even where I live in the middle of nowhere, where life is tough, it really is. If you don't prepare for yourself, you're not going to survive out here in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. Even here, people think I'm crazy. I'm serious. Getting 15 signatures to nominate me just as a candidate for the board of directors to lower people's electric bill was tough. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine people who know who I am not willing to sign a petition because they're afraid of repercussions? They're afraid. One guy said he signed the petition, and then he decided, wait a minute, I can't do that. I work for the cooperative. So he crossed his name off because he was afraid that he might get fired supporting me because I want to reduce the electric rates.
By the way,
can you imagine that?
Vincent,
that's where we are today.
Vincent, I lost a long-term friend from Missouri over him not standing up for what you were standing for, okay? Because I told him, I said, you got to support this guy. He's doing really good things. Yes, it's a little radical, stirring things up, but it's stirring things up in a good way to the core of the issue. I lost a friendship because of that, but that's okay because, you know, when it comes down to it, was he really my friend if he's not willing to go to the nth degree to stand up for what's right? And when you shared, and I didn't know about the meetup groups that the group voted you out and voted Dr. Sheely out. If I'd have been there, I'd have stood up and said, you guys are nuts. Get the heck out of my, I want to bring up.
Well, wait. I don't want you to think, Mark, I don't want you to think, I got first place in that contest. Dr. Sheely got first place in getting thrown out. I was just an afterthought. It's like, now that we threw Norm out, let's throw Finelli out too. How many want to throw Finelli out?
The fact is, Vance, they didn't have enough testosterone to continue doing anything.
Yeah. Well,
right. As soon as we were removed from our own meetup, they could not continue that meetup. They couldn't do it.
Well, listen, that's part of the reason why I had to leave there because, you know, there's something about being stubborn. That's good. You know, the Missouri Mule's an example of stubbornness. If you can't get a mule to budge, if he doesn't want to budge. But then there's something called being stupid stubborn. I mean, it's just stupid. And that's why, you know. So now you're experiencing what I experienced there as a young man trying to grow up and make my way in that area. It's extremely difficult getting people to cooperate. They're very cliquish. You got a lot of big fish in little ponds. And competing against each other. And here we are. Here it is, the Bible Belt. It's like you think that it's what I experienced was the people would rather, especially the white folks, would rather compete with each other than to cooperate. I don't get that. I don't get that.
Very good point. Marks, please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Mark the Spark in Philadelphia's with us. And I got an email asking where I bought the moringa. And I bought it from a company called Urban Moringa. So I can't say that this is a great company because I don't know. I haven't received the product. All I can say is I bought it from them, and I will certainly give you a full report when I receive it, take a look at the plants, the saplings, see how they're doing, and I'll let you know how they're growing. Dr. Shealy and Mark, since you brought this up, Mark, I want to share with Dr. Shealy something I've never told him. I'll just tell him publicly. So, Dr. Shealy, you were at our farm, or a bunch of us guys, and there were some gals here, and this was at one of those like a Thanksgiving type event where there were women and men, and the women decided they were going to be cooking and preparing, and so they were in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli, and some of the guys who had never been to the broadcast studio wanted to see it. So we went over, the guys went to the studio, and we all kind of sat around, and we had some stools and some chairs, and we sat around in the studio and talked. And you were there, Dr. Shealy. And the topic, and there were instructors there, a whole bunch of instructors. Well, not a whole bunch, but a bunch. And you mentioned past life regression. And I said, wow, I don't know anything about past life regression. I'm interested in learning more about it. That was the moment that one of our instructors, a dear friend, threw up his hands. He was up in the studio with us, threw up his hands in the surrender position, turned beet red, and left where the guys were all chatting, and went to where the gals were, because he could not take that discussion. And that, I don't know if I don't think I've ever mentioned that to you, but that was the moment I lost a dear friend, and from right then, He didn't want to talk to me for years until he died. Literally. Literally.
He obviously didn't know anything about the history of Christianity.
Well, he was a Bible thumping, praise the Lord, Christian. I mean, he was the poster man for Christianity. At least he thought.
Christianity.
Yeah, it was very, very sad, and all because I said I was really interested in it. Dr. Shealy, please tell us more. And you did. And do you remember that, Dr. Shealy?
One of the best books in the history of it is Reincarnation in Christianity by an Anglican priest.
Mark, you said something very interesting. People would rather, I believe this is what you said, correct me if I am misquoting you, people would rather compete with each other rather than cooperate with each other. You are absolutely 100% right. You're absolutely right. And I think, at least in my neck of the woods in Missouri, I think it has to do with claim jumpers. So when land was being offered by the federal government, all you had to do was come out here and claim it. From the get-go, people in Missouri were stealing from each other, jumping each other's claims, because they liked that other claim better than their claim. So they'd switch claims and steal each other's land before they even got it.
Yeah. Say, Vincent, I want to ask you something. I came across something a week ago, and I was trying to email it to you, but it kept getting kicked back, so I don't know. And then I went to your website, and it's not there. Did you get a new email address?
Well, I shut down the website. We have these perverts who are trashing everybody, and what they would do, I had a list of all the instructors had contacts. And so if you wanted to contact instructors, you could. And I would say at the beginning of the broadcast that, you know, whenever there's a list of all of your instructors on the website, USA Prepares, and so you could contact them. Well, because these perverts were calling our instructors and beating them up, I had to take the website down.
Okay. So what about your email address?
I shut that down too because I was getting threatened. These perverts were literally threatening my family. They were threatening to steal our farm. They were threatening to invade us. And that's okay. I mean, if they want to do that, you know, it'd make the news. It would literally make the Daily Mail skirmish on the Finelli farm, you know, bodies everywhere. It would make the news.
I'd like to be able to communicate with you offline via email or another way. I don't know.
Do you have my number?
No, what is it? I don't have it.
Well, I can't give it to you. I don't even give out.
Okay.
Yes, you can, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write Mark. I'm going to my email client right now. And as soon as it comes up, I'm going to type in Mark. I've got you. I'll send you an email.
Okay. Thank you, Vincent. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Shealy. Thank you. Thank you for
having a great
conversation.
Weekend.
Keep on.
Mark, thanks so much. Happy Independence Day. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us. Thank you for enduring this fight. You were in this fight before I became officially involved in the fight on the air. You've got a couple decades ahead of me, head start. I really want to commend you for that. Thank you so much for sharing your wealth of information and trying to help people help themselves. And man, is that tough. Thank you, Dr. Shealy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.